After you see Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum once, you've seen it 1,000 times.
One 1% of all the strippers have bologna thrown at them. This is unacceptable. They have to pay their fair share of the bologna.
I saw this Baby Yoda thing. I think this might be worth some money.
Like, if I'm lucid dreaming, I can go like, and wake myself up.
Sure, chef shitting.
He shits all over the bed. But.
What the fuck was Dr. Gay anyway?
It was in a newscast.
Dr. A.A. Gay Gay is a real name?
No, it wasn't real. It was a newscast doing. We made a video.
I thought you saw that name somewhere.
No. I needed a name for a doctor. And I think it was like.
Or was it Samantha improv-ing?
No, she was like pissed off at me, so she was behind the camera. She was just like editorializing.
Oh, that's right.
And then in the middle of it, I started like making fun of her in the newscast. Like one of the stories became, and then they got some chocolate glazed donuts to share with their incredibly obese friend, Samantha Tanash.
I remember that.
Stop! I like the fact that I didn't break character. I just started making fun of her in the newscast.
That's so fucking funny.
How old is she at this point?
Eight.
Yeah. You should really mean your sister.
No. Right. Actually, I remember the context now. You were like, and you said you were making up a fucking name. This is so funny because you'd been just saying like working her into the stories,
yeah.
And then finally you just go Dr. A.A. Gay Samantha. Like you're just like her.
No. That we came up with that later.
Oh, okay, I thought that's what.
No. Oh, okay. That was actually we came something.
Yeah, that later. Needed time to marinate.
That's
yeah.
So
you can't
funny.
Come up with gold like that on the spot.
Yeah. Oh shit.
There's a long gestation period for the Dr. A.A. Gay joke. What was that? There was something in a newscast that was for slightly sickly demented boys. What was that?
Oh fuck! What the fuck was that?
Is that Snoop and Poop Baby?
Yes. Oh, for that girls one. And sickly demented boys.
Yeah,
that's right. Snoop and Poop Baby.
Yeah.
She snoops. She poops. Hell yeah. Oh, yes, that was great. What doll was actually Snoop and Poop Baby?
It was just some random doll that had, like, no hair in the back. So we said
she had, like, a bald spot.
Comes with an authentic bald spot.
And I think the gist of it was that she was, like, a detective, I guess.
She snoops.
She does snoop and poop.
I'm guessing that she came with a toilet then, too.
No, she just shits everywhere.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. How it goes.
Oh shit, that got me good. I forgot all about Dr.
Samantha.
The Cinema Apocalypse Now show where we talk about Dr. Gege with your host, Colester Abrams.
Gabby good to his mother, Tashada.
And Big Daddy, Don Bodine.
Marshall is on assignment. He's covering his bathroom.
For the
show. In shit. He's now Snoop and Poop Baby.
He's snooping around in the toilet. He plays with his poops in the toilet. Remember that commercial? It really did sound like he was saying that.
I play with my poops in the toilet.
Great. Do you remember that commercial?
Is it an infomercial?
No, it's a commercial for, I think, bleach or something.
I don't know what it was for, but
it's some cleaning product.
It was
With my boats in the toilet.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I think it was like maybe for like, it was just about how kids' hands are dirty because it was a little kid whispering to another kid about how he played with his boats or poops in the toilet.
I choose to believe he played with his poops.
Man. If you put closed captions on, it will tell you.
Gabe,
the
why
real
you gotta
thing.
Ruin it for me? Why can't
no.
I just
no,
believe?
No, I'm saying if you put closed captions on, it's
you know how
say,
they say like if you believe in Santa, he's real.
Yeah. If you believe that kid played with
his poops in the toilet,
it's true.
I'm saying if you put closed captions on, he played with his poops in the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. You're right.
Is that all predetermined, or do they? Is that just based on, like, the sound?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, I think they submit scripts.
Is that what it is?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not sure, actually, how that works.
Or it was at that time, anyway. Now they probably have voice detection technology.
Probably, and it's probably wrong half the time.
Yeah, it's very wrong on YouTube.
YouTube, I think they actually have people do it manually, or they used to, anyway.
Yeah, that was a thing, and now I think they have some sort of voice detection technology, because I've seen things that just sound... Like, if I heard it and saw what it was written, I'm like, oh, I can see why you'd think that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Even with some of the movies we've done, I've seen it where the charity likes to watch them with closed captions on.
I like closed captions on certain things.
So sometimes we watch it like that. I mean, it helps, especially with something like Trainspotting,
that
where everybody has... Where I don't think you have to... But it helps with thick accents.
Yeah.
But there's certain parts where it's like, you know, that's not what they said, but the translation, like, works. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not exactly what they say.
Sometimes with foreign films, you can tell that what the English translation that's on screen is not exactly what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. Especially Japanese.
Yeah. Like, if you can kind of understand a few words.
They pretty much just, like, surmise it.
They also have a lot of words in Japanese that are just an English word with "ugh" at the end. I'm not even kidding. So, yeah. Fucking... Oh, yeah, Marshall's shitting, so he's not here.
Marshall poops.
No, I don't. He was in rare form on Friday. I didn't even have the pretext that I was going to watch the movie with him. I know he's seen Raising Arizona anyway. Uh-huh. So I was like, all right, I'm not even going to pretend like I'm going to like tell him to watch the movie with me, because it's first of all impossible to get him to sit and watch a movie, basically, unless he's on his own. Second of all, when I went to pick him up, he's like, I just ate an eighth of shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I would have just left him.
I should have, in retrospect. No, I guess not. I had a good time. Mike came over. We tried to use the Oculus Rift. Didn't work.
He's got one of those?
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I haven't played with it yet because it didn't work on my computer, but...
I've used one for like 2 seconds.
He's got some pretty sick games.
It's cool.
I haven't used any of that shit. Rob's brother has PlayStation VR, but I haven't even fucked her.
It's kind of like the fucking Pinchmade version, the PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
My boss just bought it.
More affordable, isn't it?
It is, but it's also like way less games you can play.
Do you need specific games for it, or can you just play whatever?
No, it's got to be like the VR games. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of not as cool.
No, it's quite gay. Well, that's how it is for like the Oculus, too. It's not just...
Well, I'm sure they have specific games for it, but I'm saying all the Oculus Rift games work with the thing.
Yeah, true. That's like the most...
And you could probably run games off of Steam on there, right?
Well, VR games, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to buy them.
How's the VR porn? That's all I really want
to
know.
Oh, I don't know. I'm celibate when it comes to myself.
Well.
Anyway.
I haven't checked it out, but I think you need that like headset-y thing for it.
Yeah, you do, which Mike has. I'm surprised he hasn't done it yet.
I'm sure he hasn't.
I don't know.
You know that if you had a VR headset, you'd be like, well, I got to see what it's like.
Is it like as easily accessible as just regular porn on the internet?
Dude, they have it on Pornhub. So. There's a whole section for it. Yep. But the way it is it's like if I just clicked on it on my phone, it would be like split up because it's like one for each eye.
Each eye, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess you could, like, bootleggedly do it if you fucking, like, put, like, a cardboard box in your head and duct
tape
your
phone. There was actually some sort of peripheral for my phone that you could do some rudimentary VR things.
Didn't they have the fucking, like, the HTC Vive or something?
That thing's kind
of
sick.
That was one of, like, the first ones, right?
No, it wasn't. It's pretty mid-range. It's actually... considered one of like the front runners in the industry.
I had an HTC phone and it was a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, they kind of just switched over to like computer shit now.
Is that what it is?
I guess they do have phones still though. I have no idea. This
Dude,
is boring.
I had an HTC and it broke in like 2 months. It was a piece
you
of
sure
fucking
you
hard
weren't...
shot shit.
Are you sure you weren't like shoving it up your ass or something?
I mean, can't you do that with every phone?
What's a phone for?
True. Good
Honestly.
Point. It's using the vibrate function.
It's
up
called
your ass.
A vibe.
Yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, so yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. So he was fucking tripping nuts while I was over, and it was like I basically had to babysit him the whole time because he would get like agitated about things, and I'm like, this is fucking annoying. So,
that sounds like normal Marshall.
So basically,
to be honest.
Until this supply of shrooms, runs out, it's just gonna be like every time we see Marshall, he's like tripping balls.
I don't know. As of this weekend, yes. possibly next week, and he might burn himself out on it. I think he is, like I said, so after all this, he got the flu. Probably ran himself ragged being up all night and fucking, you know, playing all that Mortal Kombat.
Is that the go-to on shrooms?
Shrooms? I don't know. It's his go-to either way. Because he's really into it right now.
What's the new one? The X? Isn't that the...
Yeah, it's like X11 or something.
You gotta find something to build your life around.
True. I was gonna have Mike take him home. I'd midnight, 12:30.
Pawn him off on poor Mike.
Well, he was going home anyway, and like, mm-hmm. so I was like, yeah, you mind driving sense. Marshall home? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I want to go to my office. And I was like, all right. First of all, I was like, no, actually. And then second, he was like, I'll give you a bunch of free shit. And I was like, all right. I'm Jewish. It's free. It's for me. And it's not that far. It's over by Target, you know. Mm-hmm. So I brought him there, and he was very handsy with me. Like,
he was a cad.
Oh, yes, I'll say. Not with this proper lady.
A regular masher.
Yeah. No, but even Julia noticed before he left, he kept going, dude, I love you. And you can so imagine, that's a perfect impression of it, of what he was sounding like. Well, and you can imagine.
Just be lucky he wasn't getting like Dixie with you.
Well, we're getting there.
So we're at the shop, you know, we're hanging out, and I was like, he shoves way more. He probably ate double what he had eaten before at that point. I like saw him, and he keeps stuffing him in his mouth, and I'm like, whoa, 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 slow down. Then he starts getting real fucking, there's some stuff I can't talk about for legal purposes. He kept being like, yo, dude, you're my brother. Like, and he kept saying all this weird stuff about, like, he's like, listen,
I'd suck your left nut if you asked me to.
No, he kept saying, like, he's like, listen, I want you to know that you're the only one I trust. I love you like a brother. And he kept, like, pulling me close and, like, hugging me and shit. And, like, his face was getting kind of close to mine.
Lips were puckering
a little bit. No, not really. But another thing he kept doing is he was like, slap me in the fucking face. And I was like, no.
He's a fucking movie character.
Yeah, I know. He said so. He slapped me, and I'm like, motherfucker. I fucking smacked him back. And so he like insisted that we keep hitting each other back and forth.
Do you think he's in fucking Raging Bull?
I know.
Oh my god.
Wow, his brain was very... you regress when you're really high on that stuff.
Can you sleep on that?
With how much easily, he took? Not easily.
Him, no.
I think he just went home and played more fucking Mortal Kombat. He slept all day.
I mean, that's a pretty normal day for him.
Yeah.
While everybody else is at work.
It was a fucking wild trip. I wasn't even high on anything. I mean, I smoked weed, but you know... Yeah, it was fucking crazy, jeez, dude. Nice. But I got a bunch of free shit out of it.
Worth it.
Kind of. It was a fucking $60-$80 value.
Yeah, and you got to beat up Marshall a little bit.
I got to punch Marshall a bunch. Yeah, that's true.
But he almost raped you.
I think he was possibly hurt that I didn't. No, I'm being a douchebag. He wasn't really coming on to me, but it had very homoerotic vibes. I will say that
most things he does do. So.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a code name for him on the show, but we'll just say Eric Dim. After we won the Super Bowl 1 year, and we went to, like, I didn't go with him. I was with my girlfriend at the time. We went to Dick's Sporting Goods to get like the championship hat, because a lot of the places will stay open late for that. Mm-hmm. And we ran into him, who he was drunk out of his mind, and the people he was with were holding him up, like that's how drunk he was.
My God.
And he leaned forward and like tried to kiss me. But,
what?
But like. I was like, yeah, good game, guy. Like about the football game.
Jesus Christ.
Like patting him on the back.
I heard this story. What's a better name for him?
He got kicked out. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Eric Dim.
That's not. I mean, it definitely works. I'm just saying. I want to compare him to like a Simpsons character or something.
He does look like one.
He looks like what's his name?
That's what fetal alcohol syndrome will do to you.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The bully.
Yeah, the
Nelson?
The one, not Nelson.
No,
the
bald one.
Kearney.
Curly.
Kearney.
I thought it was Curly.
It's Kearney.
I don't even know. I'll take your word for it.
Babe, is it Kearney? Is Kearney the bald bully? Yeah. Thank you.
Very important.
Fact checker.
Simpsons fact checker, yeah, for well. Certain. Yeah.
But long story short, though, he ended up basically having to get kicked out of the store because he was kept on screaming. And they
That's another thing Marshall was doing over this weekend. He kept doing
this
thing.
That's what he does every time.
No, but he kept
this
doing
this specific
like... shriek. It was like, ah!
It doesn't sound like anything out of the ordinary for Marshall.
It's his new thing. It's like his new tick.
Oh, my God. Please let him keep it out of this room.
That's the last time I'll do it. Anyway, that was fucking weird. But
I'd like to remind our listeners that we're all pushing 30.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. And that's him. That's Marshall for you.
I mean, he's the youngest one, but he's like not far behind.
No. I think he's only a full... He's only a one calendar year exactly younger than me. In a month.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not spring 17, chickens.
18. We're not
sure. That was the last time, I promise.
Thank you.
Let me get to my next story about this weekend. And so let me just preface this by, like, last week I noticed that my rabbit, also known as Arby's, he had this mysterious lump, like, under his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking obviously wanted, like, a WebMD dive and was like, oh, my God, he's dying. Like,
yeah, of course.
Literally the worst thing you can do when there's, like, any ailment.
True. So I made an appointment for Saturday after this whole thing happened. I got no sleep that night because I fucking was out late with fucking dumbass. I made an appointment, like I said, so there was a chance that it was a fucking abscess, which is actually exceedingly common in rabbits, to the point where, I was talking to Denzel about it, and he was like, Mike, just fucking roll him on his back and fucking use a knife and cut out the little lump. It's not a big deal. Me and my granddad did it many times with my rabbit as a boy. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think I'm... By the way, I looked it up. That's actually how you do it.
Really?
Yeah. So he's clearly done it. That wasn't bullshit. Whoa. But I don't think I will have the steady hands. I'll probably kill the fucking thing if I did that.
It's like rabbit pimple popping.
Yeah, kind of. Here's the thing. This is getting a little boring and sciencey, but rabbits don't have the enzyme that are in other mammals like us or dogs or cats that make pus turn to liquid. And it's like a little marble of pus. So that's why it's more dangerous for rabbits as opposed to with a dog or whatever. You just go pop it, let the fucking shit seep out. So I was really worried about this. And I was like, oh, God, is this going to cost us a bunch of money? We're doing pretty good financially right lately. So, I was like, great, of course. Now the fucking rabbit's going to die and I have to pay fucking thousands of dollars to save him or not and then not have a rabbit. So I was very distraught over this whole thing. So we take him to the fucking vet. By the way, maybe I shouldn't say this. Nah, fuck it. They'll never find out. I go to this vet where they have a female-to-male tranny. Extremely passing.
Wood smash?
No. I mean, maybe it's a female-to-male anyway.
I said what I said.
Okay, fine. But, fair enough.
But you said extremely passing
passing. Like, I'm like, if I, you would... Julia didn't know it was a tranny. And I'm like, no, yeah. Do you remember that was a girl before? Like, last time we were here...
Oh, so you've seen before?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And I was like... And the voice was noticeably lower with, I'm assuming, the hormones. And a little bit of a scraggly beard. Like, legitimately, I was like, well, you really pass as a guy. Good job.
Did I ever tell you about the one that I met? It was friends of Baloney Stripper's best friend. It was, like, her brother-in-law or something.
Yeah.
But it was a female, same thing, female to male. And she specifically, gave me the play-by-play beforehand. Like, don't point anything out. Like, why would I fucking do that, first of all?
Yeah, why would you even care? Also, they're way less distracting of people
than the vice versa.
Than female to female trans.
I completely agree.
You know what I mean?
And the person actually reminded me of...
You could say guy. We're progressive on the show.
Yeah, okay. This now guy reminded me of... they were a normal person. They just reminded me of an effeminate male. He strikingly reminded me of Worst Roommate.
Yeah.
That was the only thing off about him. But it's that's already an effeminate male.
Mm-hmm.
So, really wasn't that different. But continue
your
story.
Also, I was very happy to see that we got the nice vet. Because there's also, a mean old lesbian vet there. Fucking bitches. Fucking
jeez, honestly. A bunch of weirdos there, huh?
Yeah, well, why do you think they hired the fucking it? No offense. I actually like that guy a lot.
Very nice person.
And loves rabbits. But anyway.
But also dick.
I don't think so.
Other way around?
Yeah, lesbian, you know?
Yeah, but they could still be...
wanting dick, I suppose, but she resembled a lesbian when I first met her.
Well, think about it.
Also, she's got these awful fucking cutting scars up and down her arms. That's very distracting.
Caitlyn Jenner went through all the sex change stuff, and then is like, oh no, I still like pussy, though. Like, why?
I don't know. Autogynephilia. That's what they call it. So the vet comes in. I'm like getting choked up because I'm like so anxious about this. She's like, okay, well, there's a couple things that could be.
It's not a lady.
No. The lady, the vet. Oh, okay. The nice lady vet. Okay. Yeah.
The dude saw Scott Crimes like, pussy.
Yeah. Fucking fag. Was she a great big fat person? Sorry, I had to. I'm telling him about what I noticed, and like, she's like, oh, could be a couple different things, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, I know all the different things it could be. And she's massaging where the lump is on his neck. And she goes, okay, so I'm not really feeling anything, so I think he's just fat. The nigga's just fat.
Yeah. Scott called me about this, and I was like, so... what you were worried about was a fucking double chin. Your rabbit has a double chin.
He has a roll under his neck.
Oh, God.
I was
so happy. You really couldn't tell the difference?
I cried in tears of joy, honestly. Well, no, I mean, if you feel it, she goes, I understand this type of rabbit, Flemish Giants, are known to have really loose skin. And so when you're pinching it between your fingers, I can see why you would feel like there is the lump there. Because of the way that their skin kind of buckles.
Okay.
I don't know. But that's what she said.
Well, like father, like son.
Yes. My chin's okay.
It's all right.
This is the problem. Right here. Why do you think I have a beard, by the way?
It does help.
Yeah.
So
don't talk about Julia that way.
True. You're right.
He's getting less greens now. It's all
No,
better.
He's getting less pellets now, but that's boring. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, so that I was in a fucking awesome mood after that. We left and I was like, oh fuck, we didn't have time to go to the grocery store because we went to the vet. So I was like, okay, let me stop at Shaw's and grab some greens and, you know, maybe some popcorn too on there. And so I left Julia in the car with the rabbit because I wasn't going to leave the rabbit in the car and have us both go into Shaw's. And I'm walking in and I actually was getting a message from Denzel at that moment. I know he keeps coming back up. But this is Shaw's in Canton. You know how like there's that median right there and then there's that like lane of traffic right against the side of the building?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on the fucking median, right? And I'm taking one step off while looking at my phone to see what he was saying to me. And all of a sudden, you hear, beep, 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 like that. And it's, I got a car fucking three car lengths away from me, honking the horn to be like, hey, like, you know, to watch out or whatever. And I'm like, first of all, I know I'm looking. I'm not retarded. And this fucking bald Muslim guy rolls right up to my face in the car and rolls down his window and goes, stop texting. Stop texting twice. And I was like, first of all, I'm like, get the fuck out of my country. No, I didn't say that. I was thinking it. But what I did say was, fuck you. Big fucking finger right in his fucking ugly goat fucking face. Fuck you. And he gives me a finger back. Goes, he was so shocked. So shocked that I, because first of all, what a fucking asshole. Roll up and be like, oh, I'm shaming you for texting. Second of all, you should be fucking shot because you're brown and you don't belong here.
Okay, chill.
No, let him go. Let him go.
So he's so shocked. He said, same to you. He gives me a finger back. And then I said, fucking faggot. Right to his fucking, within three, like 5 inches of his face. You should have seen this dude's fucking face. He was like, oh, like so offended. Because, you know, Muslims don't like gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he fucking just slams on the gas and flies away. And I'm laughing my ass off, like out loud. And I look over and I see this, you know, 40 or something year old woman with a 10-year-old boy with her. And she, like, shoves him, grabs her arm, and, like, pulls him to, like, get away from me. And she goes, "Don't you ever say that word."
No. To you or to the child?
No, to the kid. Like, she knew he overheard it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
okay.
you ever say that word.
Oh, I thought she was saying it to you.
No. So she was trying to say it so I wouldn't hear, but I did, obviously. And I was just like, dude, that's so fucking funny. I caused a conversation to happen by being a dickhead.
Yeah, there was an awkward car ride home because
yes,
of you.
Yes, that's so fucking funny. Especially for the Muslim guy. He was with his wife. Dude, he was so fucking mad.
Setting examples. All around.
Fucking. I said it with the most dripping hatred, too, by the way. Because I was going through my fucking head like, oh, really? You're going to fucking pull up to me and be shame me for looking at my phone? I wasn't even responding. I was looking at the fucking screen. I could have been checking the goddamn time, you fucking sheep fucker.
I believe they fuck goats, Scott.
They fuck boys, Gabe.
It depends on the country, really.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, fucking animals, dude.
Speaking of brown people, I was talking to Rob, and he sent me a picture of, I can't think of the fucking guy's name. He's some brown person. Mm-hmm. He was on Silicon Valley.
Oh, fucking faggot. I hate him. Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking hate that fucking loser.
I guess he's going to be in some Marvel movie, so he's all, like, ripped. And he sent me, like, a picture of it, and I was like, is it Photoshopped? Because it doesn't look right with his, like, goofy head on, like, a muscular body.
Right, right. It's probably, like, CGI abs.
And I was like, oh, he must be putting protein powder in his fucking curry.
Putting protein powder in his fucking shits. That make him shit even more efficiently
in
the streets.
Afterwards, Rob corrected me. He said, oh, he's not Indian, he's Pakistani. And I was like,
there's literally very little difference.
I was like, same diarrhea, different street, like, seriously.
Yeah, no, the only difference is they eat beef.
Yeah, they're muzzies.
They're muzzies, yeah.
Versus Hindu, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Browns.
All animals. But yeah, that was my fuck, dude. I felt so good walking through the grocery store knowing that two people's lives were forever changed.
Ruined.
Well, their days were ruined, probably. Because I was just thinking about how little I was going to... how I was just going to use it for the podcast. And how funny I thought it was. And they're probably going like, motherfucker, that was... What an asshole. Like, they thought about that for hours, probably.
He's out there causing a ruckus just for content for our podcast.
Yes.
So selfless.
For these hoodlums to listen to.
I'm flirting with a race war for content.
Not the first time.
No. God, no.
And if you need fuel for that fire, guess what just came back?
What?
Mountain Dew's Game Fuel.
Oh, really?
I like
Game Fuel.
I like Game Fuel, too. It just came back.
For what promotion?
It came back for Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
There's no new Halos out, so.
True.
I might go get a can, though. I do like that stuff.
Oh, speaking of Muslims, we should fucking get a fatwa put on us.
I don't want that.
They're not going to do anything. They never do.
They can't get us.
It's not going to be as easily, like, out of, like, in Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he just, like, has a discussion about ketchup and then he's fine.
No, I didn't see that season yet. It's not free on Amazon yet. what's it called? No, I was going to say we should, like, draw Muhammad getting fucked in the ass or something.
It's all you, buddy. I'm all set with that.
That'd be so funny. Like, that would get us fucking ink. That'd get us some fucking ink. Racist podcast has fatwa put on by the Ayatollah Khomeini.
I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to figure out where we record the podcast.
That's why we always keep moving.
Yeah.
We're like taken. We have a certain set of skills, and that's saying the N-word.
Yeah, we're a pirate radio station, too. Sometimes we're on boats, sometimes we're in the back of
vans.
We're
always on boats, actually. Yeah. Sometimes it's in a pool up back. It's like in a rowboat and podcast, like fucking true sailors.
Yep. Sometimes we're in a canoe in a lake in an undisclosed location.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Coon Lagoon.
Coon Lagoon, yeah. AKA, oh wait, maybe I shouldn't. That's the code name, Coon Lagoon.
Yes.
Operation Coon Lagoon.
You guys remember how, like, when I was younger, I used to always brag about having, like, a bladder of steel?
No.
No.
Well, I've
maybe this was before I knew you.
No, during probably later. Like, I've concurrently, since I was a kid, always been very proud of the fact I never have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee.
I remember you bragging about how rarely you pooped.
That's the complete opposite than now.
Well,
yeah,
shit a lot. I remember, more than most people, probably.
I remember going camping with you, and it was like 4 days in. You're like, I haven't shat the whole time we were here.
Oh, well, actually, you know what it is? It's just when I go on vacation, I find it very difficult to poop.
Oh, in unfamiliar surroundings?
Shy? Yes, yeah.
Bowel shy.
Interesting.
But I'm certain that now, given my diet and beer intake, I'd probably not ever have trouble shitting.
Well, that's good.
Even on vacation. But yeah, so lately though, I've been having to wake up in the middle of the night to pee.
Getting a weak bladder.
The first time in my life.
Getting old.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I lost it. Mm. I lost the fucking Midas touch because it's golden.
Oh God.
That just came off the dome, by the way. I swear to God, I didn't pretty think
snap.
That.
Snap. Golden showers. This man's a genius.
I know, right?
Write this guy a check right now.
Hell yeah. Do you guys always pee when you wake up in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Really?
I usually I'll be awake for several hours and I'm like, all right, now I have to pee now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's almost always the first thing I do.
That's probably why I don't. That's probably why I don't get morning wood either.
Maybe.
Don't let Marshall know.
You're not a man.
I'm not a man.
You're clearly not a man.
I'm fine with that.
There's a Jewish Cards Against Humanity called The Chosen One.
That's not real, is it?
Yeah, it's real. It's an Instagram ad I saw.
And they were advertising to you?
Of course.
Who else?
I talk about Jews in many different lights all the time.
Always positive.
Yes.
I didn't think I could dislike that game anymore. But
yeah, it's very gay.
It sucks.
It's
not funny.
That's one of those games where you play it once and you're like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
After you see Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum once, you've seen it.
Yeah, once you
times.
See a big black dick or whatever, or a big black dildo. Ooh, XD the sex number, lol.
Yeah. You know what really killed that game for me? I played with Rob and his sisters, and they're not like young. They're a couple years younger than us. But when you have to, like, when I have to explain what a bukkake is to them, it's just like,
why would
oh,
you?
Come
it's
on.
Weird.
Wouldn't you just, like, not explain it?
Well, then they won't get the card. They won't understand what's funny about it. So it's like when you play with people like that, it makes the game like completely not funny at all.
I literally held that exact term, bukkake, over my sister's head for like years.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Why couldn't she just Google
it? She couldn't spell it. She didn't know how
I mean, it isn't exactly a conventionally spelled term.
Right.
Well, because it's Japanese, isn't it?
Literally, it was probably about 5 years.
Yeah.
Of
and she really wanted to know. We're like, we're not telling you. It's gross. I'm not fucking saying that to you.
Exactly.
Did you eventually tell her?
No, someone else did.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's anticlimactic.
What was she like? I found out what
I found that note you wrote me.
Science porn. We should talk about Mr. Mazzini movie. We made this movie when we were in high school about this teacher we had. It was actually one of the better teachers we ever had.
So this movie was to honor him?
No, it wasn't.
It was making fun of
him. We didn't like him at the time.
Yeah.
Then he left and we had a really shitty, like...
Oh, that's right. Fill-in teacher. She was a fucking retarded bitch.
She was a bitch, yeah. And it made us appreciate him
all
the
more.
Yeah,
and then when he came back, we were like, all right, he's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite things about him was that he, like, just taught... He like, was supposed to be a science class, but he just told us things he thought we should know.
Yeah.
Like, he quizzed us on, like, who's on every bill. Like, every currency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not necessarily useful, but you should know it. I can understand where he's coming from.
Stuff
you
thought...
Think about shit you learned in high school. Like, most of it is...
Bullshit. Yeah, I forgot most of it.
Right. That's probably more useful.
I've learned so
else.
Much more on my own time than I ever learned in fucking school.
You went to Wikipedia University.
Yeah, I did.
I've learned more watching YouTube videos than I probably learned in high school.
Same. Documentaries and stuff.
Oh, I meant like taking shit apart.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But yeah, that too. From your, who's your buddy there? Porcelain?
Oh, yeah, he's gone though.
What?
They
got him?
Owen Benjamin threatened him out. Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I thought you meant he was dead.
Yeah, he was
the way
Don was saying, like, did the Clintons get him or something?
Yeah. Yeah, he hung himself with toilet paper.
I got a text from a strange number the other day, and it said, I just saved it because it said, "Hi, Evan." First of all, so
I have a feeling I know why that might have happened, because you did share an address at one point.
Well, yeah, but that's besides the point. Yeah. So, "Hi, Evan. It's Charlie with Bernie 2020. Bernie believes we have a corrupt political and economic system."
Didn't
that
you
needs,
vote for Bernie, dude?
The first time around. Faggot. I think in the... Wait, who'd you vote for then?
Trump, both times.
Really?
Yeah.
That far back?
Yeah.
I'm saying that I don't even know if I could vote for him, because I might have been Republican at that point.
I remember you said you did, and because you were dating Bologna Stripper at the time, and she was really into him.
Maybe it was for
because
further back
than
that.
He promised her free food.
that's all it takes. He's running for office, gay.
1% of all the strippers have bologna thrown at them. This is unacceptable. They have to pay their fair share of the bologna.
That's a pretty good impression.
Sounds like Al Pacino.
Sounds like Bernie, though.
Yeah. Maybe
the top 1% of all 1% of pepperoni to be thrown at fat women.
Pepperoni. Now we're
whatever.
Getting,
it's all fucking smoked meat, Gabriel.
We're getting rich now. It's salted, but yeah. Your hair would need to be more wispy for it to be like a full.
God,
yeah,
let me never look like that. I'm probably gonna, as a curse, I'm gonna look like Bernie when I get old. Yeah,
definitely.
Wait.
Yeah. Gabe was hard for Bernard.
Yeah, so hard for Bernard. I'm a registered Republican now, though.
You are? Mm-hmm. I'm no party, so I can vote for whoever I want.
I've never voted.
You should keep it that way. Yeah. It's dirty, dirty business.
Yeah. I think the only time I voted since then is I think I did it one time in college, because like if you had the sticker, like you got extra points.
You got a free pencil.
You got a free pencil.
Gabe almost went to war for a pencil. We talked about this already.
Yeah, we did.
It's funny,
dude,
though.
Dude, it was a pen. Dude, I had a quiz next
year. You could write upside down with it.
That's so sick, dude.
Pretty sick.
Thank God.
And worth the sacrifice.
And then you turned it upside down, and then like the little GI's pants would come off.
Hell yeah.
It was pretty sick.
And, you know, the Soviets just brought a pencil.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that whole, like...
Hey, aren't you happy you have big pens, faggot?
Big pens,
I mean, like fucking ballpoint pens.
Oh, Bic pens.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were saying like big pens. Like
No.
Big pen energy over here.
Hell yeah.
I was using that whole thing to jump into something else. Baby Yoda is trending more than all the Democratic candidates.
I had a weird feeling Gabe was going to bring up Baby Yoda tonight. I'm not even kidding. I saw some fucking meme making fun of people talking about Baby Yoda. You know what I mean? It was like...
Fucking Gabe.
I literally thought like, yeah, I bet Gabe's going to bring up Baby Yoda.
Look at these
How can you not? It's
Baby Yoda. It sounds funny.
Yes, it does. It has like the same ring as Chinese guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
It really does.
It's just so stupid.
Gabe
sounding.
Loves Baby Yoda. That's the title.
Yes, yes.
I didn't even say that. I just said
it doesn't matter. It is spoken.
I just said that it's canon. He has more.
I'm sorry.
He has more traction than all the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, because Trump rocks.
It's not even that he rocks.
I know,
it's just that everybody else is such a big piece of shit.
I'm fucking retarded.
Flaming fucking turds.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, fucking Baby Yoda 2020,
baby.
Baby
Yoda for president.
Baby Yoda for president.
Where is it? I actually did see an article about Baby Yoda too. What is
he just stop saying it? It's too funny.
What is that gonna be? That's gonna be in the new Star Wars movie. Is it
in
the trailer or something?
It's
what
in
is
some
it from?
Game. John Favreau shitty.
It's in The Mandalorian.
John Favreau directed the shitty TV show and he put Baby Yoda in.
The Mandalorian's the new. That's pretty much like all Disney Plus is hanging its hat on right now is The Mandalorian.
Okay.
It's an entire platform based around the success of Baby Yoda.
Disney's changing its name to Baby Yoda.
Why is it so funny?
It's so stupid. It shouldn't exist.
Because it's so clearly like, hey, kids. Yeah. See Baby Yoda.
Isn't he cute?
Well, that's what it is. Is they're making Star Wars like even more accessible.
They're pandering to Gabe.
I haven't even watched the show.
Yo, I saw this baby Yoda. So this baby Yoda thing on TV.
You know what the article I saw was? It was actually that they're selling like stuffed animals or like toys of baby Yoda, and there's like a backlog of like you have to wait like months to get one or something. Gabe's name's top of the list.
That's not true, by the way.
I'm pretty sure that was what the article was about.
That's so funny.
Gabe Windsor's coming.
Were you one of the lucky first 1,000?
Well, I was getting you one for Christmas, but now I'm fucking sending it back.
Oh, shit. No. Please get me Baby Yoda.
Fuck you, Dawn.
There's no Baby Yoda under the Christmas tree.
Gabe was like, how could he not like this?
Who wouldn't?
It's going to be like Christmas so Story. Stupid. You're going to open up all the gifts and then be disappointed.
And then, it'll be like, then your game's going to go, hey, why don't you go check that thing
what's, over there? What's it over in the corner?
Yeah.
We don't need Marvel at all. Baby Yoda 2020.
So bad. So dumb.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, did you hear that fucking Disney made a fake news story to get viral interest in the fucking new movie?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, God, this is
really
ridiculous.
The new Star Wars movie?
Yeah. Supposedly, one of the actors left his copy of the script in a hotel room.
Oh, no. Got leaked.
No.
It didn't get leaked. Somehow, some real super fan bought it on eBay for $30,000 or something and brought it back to the studio.
Oh, what a guy. Because
that would fucking happen.
Yeah.
Also, who's working at a hotel that just has like a spare $30,000 kicking around?
Oh, I'm so sleepy. I find Star Wars. I find Star Wars script. Maybe I'll bring to my husband. We make some money.
Baby Yoda.
I saw this Baby Yoda thing. I think this might be worth some money. I keep seeing the Baby Yoda. Okay, what did you bring up initially? The fact of Baby Yoda.
What do you keep talking about him?
More than any Democratic candidate.
Wow. Dude, come on.
I'm voting for
him. Look how cute he is.
I'm voting for him.
Look how cute he is. He is a little cute.
Someone should Yang should choose him as his running mate.
Yeah, dude, Baby Yoda Yang 2020. Yeah. I'm gonna give everybody $1,000 so you can buy Baby Yoda. We said this on that bonus episode. We should get Yang so we can just stockpile guns and ammunition and then take over the government.
I'm down.
You didn't hear that here.
Yeah, sorry for the federal agents listening. I didn't. This is a satire comedy show.
Yeah.
So Baby Yoda, right?
Baby Yoda. We're going to install Baby Yoda as president. What are we at, by the way?
45.
You want to get... I have a decent amount to say about the movie. Plus, we've been doing such long episodes lately. We should probably have a shorter one.
Yeah, let's give him a short one for the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Give them a break. They gotta spend some time with their family.
The fam.
Yeah.
The fam.
Wait, so hold on.
Sure.
What's today?
Yeah, this will be out the week of vacation.
This will come out the 23rd.
I was gonna say,
23rd.
We never did a Christmas movie.
We've been like off.
Yeah.
We barely did Halloween episodes.
True.
Yeah. I was gonna
pick Die Hard for the Christmas movie, so it's like,
oh, we're doing that thing where it's not a Christmas movie.
No, but I like Die Hard, too.
I enjoy Die Hard.
Well, this is the Christmas episode anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, too Baby late. Yoda.
Baby Yoda strikes again.
Have a joyous Kwanzaa, everyone.
Yeah, I just pictured Yoda.
Why did you picture him?
Because you were sleeping over, and we were both like, laying there and like we were half like falling asleep and we were just talking about how we were picturing random things as we were like starting to dream and I like started to fall asleep and I woke up and I just pictured Yoda.
now when you fall asleep you picture Baby Yoda.
I spring up in bed and scream.
Jeez.
Shit. Wait, what's... Well, hang on. Let me give, like, 5 more minutes. I wanted to say something
just about... Just laugh about being Yoda for another 5
minutes. I did have a weird dream the other day that I wrote
Please,
down.
I love these.
I had a dream in it. I was at work and my brother works there because I got him a job there.
And he makes loud shit noises.
Yes.
He was like crying and I was like, what's the matter? And he was like,
yo, I watched Bridge to Terabithia. He's like, yo, I heard Baby Yoda was in danger. Yo, he ain't in the new movie.
He was like, it was so fucking bizarre because it's like, it's obviously set at work, like I said.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he had like a paper in his hand and he was like crying because he couldn't do his math homework apparently. And I was like, just get some, like, do you need help? Or, and then out of nowhere, Hillary Clinton was like helping him with his math homework.
Aww.
What a nice lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just got done shooting someone in the back of the head twice.
She's like, oh, well, you just forget.
Wow, Chev. Don't you understand that it's very easy? All you have to do is carry the one?
Yeah, basically. And then I woke up. That was the whole stream.
I like it. I like it.
It's fucking bizarre.
Maybe your brother's going to hang himself.
Well, don't fucking say that.
No, I mean hang himself. Maybe he's on the Clinton kill
list. What does he know?
Yo, dude, I saw this whack-ass dude, Bill Clinton, raping someone.
Nah, he was probably talking shit about Baby Yoda or something.
Yeah, dude. Definitely.
Something more
Hillary
serious.
Hillary Clinton's is actually, when you take her mask off, it's actually Baby Yoda.
Oh, shit.
Whenever I don't take my anxiety medication for, like, it could be, like, one day. If I miss it one day, I have, like, really fucked up dreams, like, immediately just missing it one day. And they're, like, really, really, like, you know how normally when you're dreaming, like, it kind of, like, jumps around?
Yeah.
I'll have, like, the same dream for, like, the entire time I'm sleeping.
I have that happen sometimes. It depends, especially if I'm lucid dreaming. I end up in a permanent loop of waking up and thinking, oh, it's time to go to work now.
Ugh.
And then I keep going into work or going out into the world, and it's like, oh, this is a fucked up dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, no, I got, because I can actually wake, like, if I'm lucid dreaming, I can go, like, and wake myself up.
You're like Chef shitting.
He shits all over the bed. But
it doesn't always work, but sometimes it makes me go into another dream, like, and it's just like an endless loop.
Dreaming about going to work is the fucking worst.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much a lot of what
I
dream of.
Dreaming about going to school.
Oh yeah. Ugh. Usually, I start noticing things are weird if I like will trip on something, and I'm like, why would I just randomly trip on nothing? Oh, I'm dreaming. Okay.
What do you mean just trip on nothing?
Yeah, like fall over and then not feel landing either, and just being like, what? Why am I on the ground?
He thought he was dreaming that time he fell down the stairs.
I wish I was. Dude, it literally took me like almost 6 months to get back to Norman after that.
Is
back
it been
to Norman?
Wait, you never heard that one? It's from Rugrats.
Look it up on the Compooper.
Yeah, look it up on the Compooper.
Excuse me.
Has it even been 6 months since then?
Not 6 months. It was at least like a few months, though.
Okay.
Like, it took months to get better, I mean, though. Mm-hmm.
He jacked his shit up, dog.
Yeah.
Yee-yee.
Dude, I thought I was dying when I fell. I never even talked about that in the show, actually. I never brought it up.
I thought you did.
I might have brought it up once, being like, oh, God, my back's killing me. But, like, I never said, oh, my God, I fell fucking 7 stairs down on my ass first.
Getting to that age, we're getting brittle, man. You can't be taking tumbles like that
anymore. Hey, I'm fine now. I didn't need any kind of medical attention.
That's what you think.
Thank God. Yeah, I fell and made myself retarded. Do you think a normal person would call a Muslim man a faggot full-throated in a fucking Shaw's parking lot?
It's definitely some brain damage.
Yeah. Well, I did that to myself. Anyway, you want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
I don't even need a pee, but yeah, we'll take a brief break so we can have an ad.
Now be a brief intermission.
Are we rolling?
Yes.
Oh. This week we did Raising Arizona. We're continuing Scott's shekel-loving selection of the month.
This one's not that Jewy, though.
It's not. It's their second. It's their sophomore film.
The only Jewiness they have in there is that the counselor guy at the prison is a Jew, and then that's the whole Jewiness in the movie. Like, he has a visible.
The whole thing is Jewish, Gabe. It's made by Jews.
He has like a
you can't
visible.
Can't escape it. They're the people I've said. This is the fifth time I've brought this up on the show, but Joel Cohen in an interview said that even though he doesn't consciously put any of his Judaism in his work, obviously shines through because he's a Jew.
Right.
But I don't think this is that Jewy of a movie.
I mean, no, it isn't, except for the fact that Jews made Looney Tunes, and this is obviously influenced by Looney Tunes.
Yeah, really, really slapstick.
I love that, though. I really like that about the movie. It's very funny.
I agree.
It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, like, come to life.
Yeah, I can see
I also have similar hair to him now, at this length, I mean.
What? Nicolas Cage
in this.
Really? All I could see was Marshall, because you know how he, like, runs his fingers through his hair and it's all fucking crazy, but it's also wispy because he's part Asian.
True.
I can see that.
And it's thinning.
Don't indulge his obsession.
It's thinning at this point, too.
Who, Marshall?
No, Nick Cage. Because at that point, it's thinning, but he still has all his hair.
He still has all of his hair.
That's what you think.
Oh, you think he's tooped?
He's probably either tooped or, well, probably he's probably got, like, the best plugs
true.
Hollywood can buy.
Kumia level. Not only a hair club president, I'm also a client.
Yeah.
But actually, Bosley is the one that's good, apparently.
He's also got pube plugs, but that's a story for another time.
Yes, that's true. I'm going to develop that. And we're gonna become rich.
But nobody wants pubes anymore. Like, not like thick bushes like the
70s. I want like a little something though.
Gabe, speak for yourself.
Yeah. I like a full bush.
I trim, man. You gotta trim.
I trim too, but that's why my problem is that it cut up my fucking nutsack and my fucking...
Just put a guard on your electric razor.
I don't think I have one.
You don't have an electric razor?
No, I have an electric razor. I don't think I have guards for it.
Oh. For shame.
Yeah.
Dust that seat off a little bit, Don.
I told you, put a towel down.
Put a towel. It's
kind of comfy.
Yeah. Also, you've got a pillow there.
Oh, I thought that was the pubes.
Yeah.
It's just a pillow of pubes.
It's my pillow.
Yeah.
My pillow.
Pubes.
What year is this? 1987?
88 or something.
Yeah, it sounds right. I think it was 87.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the film stars Holly Hunter and Nick Cage. Nick Cage is a recidivist criminal who continually robs the same convenience store retardedly. And continually goes back to jail, meeting a police officer played by Holly Hunter. What are their names? Oh, Hi, obviously.
Hi and Ed.
Yeah, oh, Edwina.
I thought they call him H.I.
That's his initials.
I think his name's Herbert or something.
Yes, but everyone calls him Hi.
Yeah, she's just Ed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Edwina.
Edwina.
Yeah. But I like that Ed for like a southern woman. You know what I mean?
It's fitting.
Yeah. I really identify with this movie, by the way.
What would her profession be called? I was trying to think of
this. She's a cop.
She's like, yeah, but she's like the perp photographer, like when they get booked.
Yeah, well, you still work in the police office.
I know, but like, what is there a specific name for that?
I don't think anybody would.
Desk duty cop.
Sure. I don't think anybody would do exclusively that.
Yeah. It's
job.
Just one
of
your fucking, yeah.
Pencil pusher police, right?
Yeah,
there.
I mean, what good are women cops anyway?
Yeah.
Let's get real here.
If that's supposed to be a maximum security prison too, wouldn't they like not have women in it? I mean, I don't want to.
No, they do. In fact, some woman just recently got busted for fucking an inmate repeatedly.
Despicable.
Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't want it at all.
No, he was very upset. He's suing.
Sue everyone
for punitive damages.
His shoes fell off.
Penis damages too.
Yeah, that's true. He got chafed. So he finally decides to go straight, woos her, they become married. And again, I really identify with this movie guy. As I said last week, I'm like kind of flirting with fatherhood lately.
Oh, God.
What?
This is scary to think
that
of.
That is very scary.
And that mushrooms brought you to this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite on the level of I'll transform. Yeah, I can transform.
No, I'm not getting my dick cut off almost. Or anything.
Yeah, it's not that crazy, but it's still pretty crazy. It just seems so out of character.
I'm just getting
to, you.
To that age, man.
You're getting to that age where you just want to, like, pollute the world with you?
You don't...
Yeah. I already pollute a lot, okay?
Yeah, it's enough. Don't have a kid because you can't think of anything better to do.
That's not why.
It just seems so anti-you.
I don't know. I just want to raise somebody with my values.
That sounds
again.
Awful. But... We digress.
Anyway, I will confess at the very... We will talk about the end of the movie, but as the movie ended, I was sobbing.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it's going for either.
No. The end is very beautiful.
It's nice, but I don't think it was... It's.
We'll
get to it.
This isn't Click we're talking about.
I know, you're right. I mean, this is no Bridge to Terabithia.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, so the plot is that Ed is infertile. And
her insides are a rocky place where his seed
could not find purchase.
Yes, I love that.
I love that too.
That's great.
He's like fucking retard, but he like has that poetic way of talking.
Idiot savant.
Yes, that's accurate. Can I just also say the comedy in this movie is chef's kiss.
That's great.
It's very good. It's very laugh out loud. All the performances are just so... I love the way they write fucking working class whites. It's weird that
it's
Jews
like
are good
would,
at it.
It's kind of like they would know.
They don't, though.
I know. That's the funny part.
There's something about it, like Fargo, too, that just comes across as very authentic. It's kind of Tennessee Williams-y a little bit. It's a little bit folksy.
In the beginning, with him going through the prison system a bunch, I got a Wes Anderson thing out of it, like one of his movies. And then
well,
as
the whole thing's shot very surreal.
And as the movie it's goes on, it kind of reminds me of, I'd say, like Dumb and Dumber or something with how silly it is.
I
don't see Dumb and Dumber. I see, like I said, it's like a fucking Chuck Jones, like Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah.
Mixed with a crime comedy, rather.
Yeah. The Looney Tunes thing was, I didn't even think of that, but that's pretty on the nose.
The explosions and shit.
Yeah.
Also, just like the Lone Rider of the Apocalypse, like it's like that is so fucking non-realistic when it shows him like looking at the camera and shit. Like
he writes by a flower, it catches on fire.
Yeah. Also, at the end where he explodes, and it literally is like fucking like Bugs Bunny.
That's played by Randall Craig Cobb, who was a professional boxer. I found out.
Yeah, he was apparently not easy to work with.
I bet not. Hey, but he's in a lot of stuff too. He's in Ace Ventura: Pet Detective.
Oh, was he?
And also in Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh,
he's one of the guys in there, one of the tough guys.
Yeah, I assume.
But like, I recognized him from that, and I was
same
just,
time period actually.
Yeah, I mean, probably within a couple of years.
Yeah, I think Ernest Goes to Jail came out that same year.
So that's his crowning achievement.
Yeah,
definitely.
Obviously Ernest, who fucks. is, you know, clearly the feather that he puts in his cap if he's alive still.
This guy's still alive.
Is he? Okay.
I think he's like 70 years old.
Jesus. So yeah, anyway, so she's barren, and so
they decide that they're going to steal one of Nathan Arizona's...
Yes, yeah, local celebrity furniture salesman. Kind of like Bob's Bobopedic.
Unfinished furniture.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
The best in the, like, Southwest.
Oh, yeah. Or is that a thing? Like, do people buy unfinished furniture in other parts of the world?
I don't know. I think just the added detail like makes it more funny.
Makes it stupid, yeah.
Or his name's not Arizona.
It's not.
He changed his name.
What was it? Something German, right?
It was like Hoop or something.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like, would you buy furniture from a guy named Hoop? I don't think so. Some shit like
I might.
That. Yeah, I don't know why that was such a
sticking point for him,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I feel like a little under the weather, but let's continue.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
You got Marshall's retard AIDS.
Actually, maybe, fuck. No, I haven't seen him since before he was sick, though.
He could have been
carrying
the disease.
He did make out with me.
That's the first part.
I'm sure.
Repeat offender, Nicolas Cage, in and out of prison. Woo's the Ed... police officer who works in the prison.
Right.
They're happily married until they find out that Ed is barren.
Yep.
And they decide to steal one of Nathan Arizona's quintuplets that he had just had.
The Arizona quints.
They have more than enough to handle, they say in the news, and they decide that they're going to steal one of the kids.
But the translation of that is, take one of them, please.
Exactly.
And also, I like when they get to the
nursery,
the bedroom, and everything's giant. So it's like he's walking around like a little toddler, kind of. Mm-hmm. It looks like that. And that's such a great detail, because it's like, I think what they were getting at is that, like, he's a child trying to be a father.
Yeah.
Which kind of ties into what I was crying about at the end, by the way.
At this point, they take the babies home, and he works at a machine shop, and his boss comes over for, like, a visit or whatever.
I have to say that I got very similar feelings to, like, my machine shop job.
Really?
The way it's described and the thing where it's just, like, some idiot, like, yelling at him all day, like, yeah. While he's drilling holes. It's very
similar, yeah. And yeah, so he kind of sniffs out that there's something weird going on, but also not before being like, hey, buddy, you want to swing with me and the missus? And fucking hi, by the way, I totally agree with this decision. Decks him one.
I mean, the major thing that actually, like, hurts him is him, like, running away into, like, a fucking telephone pole or
that's
whatever.
That's true, but he does deck him one good for the
implication. Yeah, but that's not why he got so fucked up.
True, true.
I mean, definitely a bad decision on Cage's behalf, considering he's a convicted felon.
Also
so.
Loses his job.
Yeah, well, it's hard for you to get a job when you're in that kind of position.
True.
I mean, the quirky thing about the foreman is that he like tells all these like risque, like racist jokes, which ends up biting him in the ass later.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Did you guys notice that one of his, like, unruly kids, the one that writes fart on the wall, is that the kid from Road Warrior?
Beyond Thunderdome, you mean? Or no, no, that's from Road Warrior.
He's Road Warrior. It's specifically a really ugly kid.
I don't think so, because that kid was obviously Australian, and why would they bring him over from Australia for this?
He's so extraordinary ugly, they had to bring him over.
There's nobody that fucked up looking in Australia.
Yeah. They had to import
him. They'd import him to be the ugly kid.
Ugly kid. Sorry, I just...
That's pretty funny.
I didn't know... If that was the same one. I could have IMDb'd it, but I felt like it just needed a little bit of discussion.
I agree. So yeah, anyway, so he loses his job at the machine shop. Also, his boss is like, Glenn is like kind of snooping around and like kind of sniffs that they're... Because I think he said he read a newspaper article, I think, about one of the Quints, Nathan Jr. being...
They think. They don't even know for sure.
It is. It ends up being Nathan Jr. because we see fucking Arizona saying that it was that.
During the movie. How would you know? Because obviously the kids aren't newborns
movie. There was a scene in the... Nathan Arizona was able to deduce which one it was based off their cries. So he really loves these kids. Like,
okay, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, there was a scene in which, yeah, he was able to tell, oh, that's Nathan Jr. Because
if you had newborns that were all born at the same time and they're supposedly, I'm guessing, identical twins.
Yeah, that's
identical.
Intent, yeah.
Quints? I don't know the
quintuplets.
Correct. Yeah, but I'm saying twins would be like quints.
Quintuplets, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Identical quints. I don't know.
Like
when you watch the movie, you can tell like the ones he picks up, they all look different because they're not.
They're not newborns.
Not just that, but they're also not identicals.
They're practically toddlers.
I think it's very rare that fucking quintuplets ever even happen.
Okay, but while all this is happening, John Goodman, Cage's friends from prison.
Yeah, and who's the other guy?
He's just like a lackey. I don't even know his name.
He's just like, I don't know, some character actor.
Yeah, I don't know either.
John Goodman and him dig out of the prison through, like, the fucking... Through shit.
Very also, by the way, cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, you can't dig out of a prison like that.
This predates Shawshank
Redemption. I was thinking that, too. It definitely did, though, because that was 94, I think.
Yeah. He may have written the story already, though.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about the way it was shot. It's very...
Oh, for sure. It's visually very similar.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So you think they use this for...
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe he even did write the story in, like, 1990, say, and saw the movie. Who knows? It was a pretty big movie.
Inspiration, maybe?
It's possible.
This is the only movie they ever made money on, apparently.
Wow.
Or at least that was an interview in the mid-2000s when they said that.
Oh, they probably made money since then.
Probably.
No Country for Old Men definitely made money.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're right. But at the time, I guess, they at one point were quoted as saying, we never made money like we did on Raising Arizona.
My favorite part about them... digging out through shit is the first thing that they do, rather than wash the shit off, is they go like to that bathroom in the gas station or whatever and then like pomade the fuck out of their hair.
Oh, right. Yeah,
they're like, well, my hair's gotta look good. It doesn't matter that I fucking smell and am covered in human shit.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else? I was talking to Julia about this earlier on the way home. Do you remember that episode of Bugs Bunny where the baby-looking convict escapes prison?
Yeah.
Oh, Vince the Baby.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
This fucking movie reminds me of that episode so much.
I can see that. Yeah.
There's several elements of it that make me think of that, i.e. the baby escaping from prison. The cartoonishness, obviously.
No, I can definitely see.
I remember there was a scene where he like walks in and he's like shaving, and he's like Finsta, baby Finsta. What's up, baby Yoda?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I was waiting for it.
I'm not familiar with that episode.
You really don't remember that?
I know almost every
episode of fucking Looney Tunes. I was just saying this earlier.
I've seen most of them.
Yeah, you can love. I actually really do love the Looney Tunes.
Oh, they're amazing.
I was also saying earlier, you know what made Looney Tunes so great? And there isn't really much of it in this movie, unfortunately, but I guess a little bit. But one of the things was they actually like composed music for all of the cues in the cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
Like I specifically remember Daffy Duck having his face shot with a shotgun one time from Elmer Fudd, obviously. Boomer Fudd, I mean. And
Boomer Fudson.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad. What's it called? And so, yeah, his teeth were hanging out and they looked like piano keys and each one dropped and it was like bink, 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 bink. And it was just like, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking great.
Genius.
Yeah. That's why it works so well. And they did a little bit of that in this, but I mean, it's just too much fucking budget to have like an original score with like individual cues like that.
I feel like the real looniness you get when Cage has that like itch to commit a crime again because he has such a boring life. And he has that big long chase scene.
But he also didn't have the job anymore, so he couldn't afford to get Huggies.
Oh, he's got to steal the Huggies. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is shit like that where he's like looking at the store being like,
he needs something a little exciting.
He's got to steal.
He's got that itch.
Yeah.
And he's not committing armed robbery because he never loads the gun.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, airtight logic.
That whole chase scene where like
the dogs are chasing.
That's so funny.
It's a whole pack of dogs. The cops are leaning out the window shooting him.
Yes.
They don't even know if that's the actual perp yet.
Yeah.
They're just like, that's him. Let's shoot him.
Yeah.
This is how we deal with this. And they're shooting at him. With revolvers.
They're
and
shooting
like,
in a grocery store full of other customers, and there's like a woman with their hair in like hair, and it's like, running down the aisle with her shopping cart.
They would never, well, actually, I guess they would do that. They just shoot a UPS driver.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Did you hear about all that?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty funny.
I saw a picture like from the helicopter, and it was like, one of the first things you learn when like from shooting is like you always want to be aware of like what's behind the thing that you're shooting.
Right, right.
And the trajectory of the bullet. And it had like the red lines going from everybody's gun, and it's like crossing every fucking like bystander. It's just getting like blazed by crossfire.
Right.
But you know, this is wacky. That's real life stupidity.
That's real life for Looney Tunes. Real life baby Yoda, baby.
And like usually I'm the guy that's like, oh well, they shot too many shots, and like the cop shooting a revolver and he has like an endless amount of ammo, but it's like it's for effect in this.
If you're taking this seriously or literally,
it's a
then
fucking
you're coming at it the wrong
scene,
way.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, that scene was fucking great. Especially also the fact that like she picks him up and he like leans out of the car and picks it up.
Oh, that's the cherry on top.
It's so
funny.
It's so perfectly cartoonish. Like
I like how they're
scene.
Arguing and fighting. And he's like, hey, just take a left there, babe. Thank you. To get back to the diapers.
Yeah, right.
He's very subdued in this.
Yeah, it's crazy how he...
Why wasn't he in more of this type of role? Because it works so well.
Perfect for him, yeah.
For his acting.
Yeah.
Dude, this is also the same time period. Remember that he like came out on Arsenio Hall and was like throwing hundreds at the audience and shit? Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
I just saw a clip of it on a podcast the other day. Yeah, he was fucking crazy.
You saw a clip of it on a podcast?
Somebody was like, oh, dude, you remember how crazy Nicolas Cage? Yeah, video company.
Vlog podcast.
I guess. But anyway, they were like, remember how fucking crazy Nicolas Cage was in the 80s? And it's like basically the same time period. But yeah, he like came out and was going, like just shucking 100s into the all black audience. By the way, it's Arsenio Hall.
The only thing I've ever heard about him is that he like collects all weird shit. Like he has
he also has two castles,
Elephant Man's bones and
shit.
So
I think he bought a crystal skull.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Like one of the supposedly authentic ones. By which I mean, you know, the Mayans made it. It wasn't from aliens like in the movie.
Yeah. So that's fucking Nicolas Cage for you.
Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest, this is like, I haven't seen a lot of, I mean, I have now.
Yeah.
Because of this show, seen more of his notorious movies. But like initially when you guys brought up doing a Nicolas Cage episode, I was like, oh, I've seen this and like maybe one of the movies.
Adaptation.
Like, is he really like that known?
Yeah.
You know, for being like so over the top. I had no
idea.
I
ironically like him when he's like that, but I just like him when he does a good thing.
I mean, I do genuinely like Face Off.
I like Face Off ironically
It's entertaining, but yeah. To say his performance is a good performance.
No, God,
I don't
God,
think we're ever
no.
going to do it on the show, but you've both seen Con Air, right?
No.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. That's another, like, with him
everyone
being ridiculous.
There are otherwise great actors in that movie. All bad performances. Steve Buscemi somehow stunk in that movie.
It's a ridiculous premise.
Yeah. I mean, but also just, like, the direction's weird.
It is strange.
That's the reason when you have good actors get such bad performances. Yeah. It's just bad direction.
It's really weird. There's a scene where like Steve Buscemi's at a tea party with a little girl, and it doesn't come off. It's supposed to come off as funny, and it comes off like creepy.
Very, very rapey. Very pedophilic.
It's supposed to be like, oh, look, he's so innocent. He just wants to have a tea party. And it comes off like... like, fuck.
Totally confused.
Yes, exactly, yeah. It's like a comedy, ostensibly. We're completely not talking. But this is a good conversation, though. But anyway, so let's get back to the movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do Con Air at some point. We'll see.
If we have to cross the path of Nicolas Cage again, it's a possibility.
Maybe, we'll see. I don't know, It is a bad movie, but it's a funny bad movie.
No, well, if Don hasn't seen it, it
we might as well see it.
It might be worth the watch.
Yeah, because whenever someone, if we've all seen something, it's never like as good of an episode.
It depends.
We end up just jacking ourselves off, like about how much
I
we like
jacking myself
sniffing
off.
Our own farts, as Marshall would say.
Yeah. although I did get a recommend from the wife earlier that we should do Spinal Tap. And I was like, we're just going to end up talking about our favorite parts.
I've never watched it all the way through.
What? It's so good.
That's a classic.
I put it on and it wasn't grabbing me, so I turned it off.
You got to pay
attention.
You're
going to
get grabbed by the crabs, dude. Right.
Just shove that flute up.
And you're going to get fucking Baby Yoda.
That's like the OG fucking mockumentary, too.
No, there are more before that. But
what's before that?
You're a mockumentary.
That's the OG improv mockumentary.
It's so good.
It is so good. Dude, Fran Drescher. Then they go to Burger King.
Well, that's true. I already know all the jokes from it.
Yeah, true. That is a problem. Yeah. But watching it front to back is entertaining, though.
Yeah, I'd give it another chance.
Yeah. Anyway, so he escapes the police pretty narrowly. I'm feeling better, by the way. I just had a schwitz. I don't know what it was.
Fucking he.
What do you want from me? What anyway? So yeah, he gets away from the police narrowly, and he returns to. Doesn't he find that fucking Don Goodman and the other guy took the baby at this point?
Not yet.
That because that all goes down after his boss is outside yelling at him.
Oh yeah. Right,
that
right.
He knows who that the kid is,
yeah, which tips off John Goodman and the other his brother.
That gives them the bright idea,
and they're even. More
well, we didn't even say that while they broke out and then they meet up with Nick Cage and they're like, oh, we're going to crash at your pad.
Oh, yeah, and it's very annoying because they're fucking disgusting.
Well, they're disgusting, and it's also like she's a cop still, yeah. And they're...
No, she's not. She quit the force.
Oh, I didn't know she quit.
Yeah,
but
she quit. She was trying to be a homemaker.
They're on the run criminals, so it's not good for them.
No,
regardless.
It isn't great. Also, the baby, I mean...
They're possibly the most ridiculous characters in the whole
Yeah, the most ridiculous
thing.
Shit happens to them. Oh, yeah, also, not to mention, after they stole the baby that night, speaking of prophetic dreams of your brother crying about homework, he has the dream about the Lone Rider of the Apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
Which is, by the way, his name is a reference to Mice and Men. Did you know that?
Leonard Small.
Leonard E. Smalls.
Oh, okay.
Lenny Small, yeah.
Makes sense.
I didn't notice it being a reference, but
I looked it up.
I
was just like looking at some literature about it.
Why that specifically?
Oh, they like the book. He's also kind of like a retard man-child character, somewhat, or pretty one-dimensional.
He's just like harming. He's just like a bounty hunter guy.
Yeah, well, anyway. No, I guess he's not really a man-child, I suppose. He's kind of more of a diabolical, evil character because he confronts Nathan Sr. to be like, oh, I'm going to find your kid for you and bring him back for $50,000. And Nathan Sr.'s like, no, fuck you, dude. You're he's not like going to treat
my... The cops are already doing this.
Yeah, not just that, but you're not going to extort me for fucking... Also, you're evil, I can tell. And, like, that's kind of the implication is that...
You could tell he's covered in grenades and chocolate
shells.
That too,
but also, I think the implication, especially based off of what happens at the end of the movie, is that Nathan Sr. is, like, a genuinely good guy and can, like, sense that people have good in
them. He doesn't really come off that way until, like, more into it.
I think probably when that scene, when he starts to go, like, nah, fuck you, dude. Like, I can tell you're bad news, Lenny.
Right.
And you kind of get a preview of what, you know, his character ends up doing in the
end. Well, before that, you just think of him as, like, a full of himself, like, businessman.
Yeah, he seems very preoccupied with the business.
True. But, again, there was that detail, though, that he could tell apart the kids. He really loved the kids.
Even when the news crew comes to his house to, like, talk about his kid being missing, though, he's like, and don't forget to come to my store.
Yeah.
Well, my name's not Nathan Arizona.
Yeah, which it isn't. Anyway, though, so that happens. So he tries to shake him down, and then so he's on the case, basically, to try to find the kid, to steal the kid, to, like, you know, kidnap him for ransom from Nathan Sr. At this point, so basically, like you said, John Goodman and the other guy, like, figure out that the baby's high profile, so they're like, well, let's get a fucking ransom. Take the baby, and then a bunch of ridiculous cartoonish hijinks ensue. For instance, they did the classic leave the baby on top of the car which was actually at the time that was kind of a controversial joke because there was a couple of high profile cases in the
really
news
happened.
Where that really happened and the baby died.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably a pretty fucking daring joke at the time considering how fucking sensitive people were back then.
They kept on making a point to every time that somebody stole the baby, they'd be like, wait, we need the book. It's the manual. And I think it was like that famous...
yeah.
Child rearing book, Spock one.
Right, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But then they made that.
Yeah, that was definitely a reference point. We didn't get, but I could tell they could by the fact that they kept repeating
but,
it.
But it was funny.
It was the instructions.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Can't throw
true,
away
yeah.
the instructions.
That's true. If you're gonna have a baby, you need your fucking instruction manual. And so
I like how he holds up the old guy in the convenience store and he's like, you get down and you count and I'm gonna come back and check.
Oh yeah, and they ain't fucking coming back.
Yeah,
that was so.
He gets like halfway through counting and then he sees that they're coming back because they left the baby and he's like, oh, and he goes back down. That's really funny.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
That made me legitimately laugh out loud.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're so good at writing those like fucking characters. I guess they're not from like New York or anything. I know they are kikes obviously, but like they come from Minneapolis, I guess, in a small Jewish neighborhood in Minneapolis.
They're
so
a little bit more in tune with the flyover country,
yeah.
I like in the when they're robbing the bank too, and he like calls him by his name, and he's like, don't say my name, and he's like, oh, we're using code names, and he's like, we're using code names.
Dude, that's so funny. Dude, the dialogue is so fucking good.
It's great.
I was like belly laughing throughout. I mean, I've seen it like fucking four times, obviously, but I still belly laugh at the fucking jokes.
It's just
so funny.
It's a really enjoyable movie. There's not a lot I could really nitpick on it.
I'm just listing my favorite shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything works.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no scene where I'm like, that was out of place.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that this movie comes away with is utilizing Nicolas Cage perfectly.
Yeah.
Because
Why did he never work with them again?
I don't know.
There's not a lot of movies where he comes off great.
Yeah, this and... I like him a lot in Adaptation.
He's not as good as in this, though.
No, definitely this is better. But I'm just saying, I like him in that. And I also like him in a couple other things.
I like him in Matchstick Man.
Yeah, he was okay in that. That was weird. That was a come from behind. I was shocked I liked that, but it was pretty good.
I was watching this thinking, like, how did they get this performance? Like, how did they direct him?
I think he must have been such a young actor that he was like, oh, these people, you could sense their gravitas. Because, like,
it's their second film, though.
I know that, you've definitely met someone, and you look at them, and they're like, okay, this guy knows what he's fucking talking about.
Yeah, oh, it was Gabe.
It was Gabe. Yoda.
Thank you.
But yeah, he must have just been like, okay, I'm just going to listen to them because...
But I mean, how hard must... Because he has worked with other directors who are competent.
John Woo's pretty competent.
And it's and like no one else seems to be able to get this good
well,
a performance.
Not with English actors, but English-speaking actors. But
like, I don't know how they could subdue him this much.
I don't know. I but truly don't
I'm
know.
Glad
I mean,
they did.
Here's the thing.
He did
of the
yell
movies,
a little bit.
A little bit, but it wasn't like...
It was work, though, yeah.
Yeah, the one scene where he comes even like remotely close to like a Nicolas Cage moment is after after they
time for a Nicolas Cage moment.
The scene after John Goodman and his brother take the baby, and he's like on the floor of the trailer, and he kind of like screams.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah, well, because he just lost his kid, basically.
Right.
The trailer was so like weird looking.
Yeah.
That fight scene was really interesting, the different things they do in it. One of the scenes, Nicolas Cage is, like, grabbing Goodman on the back of the head, and then he, like, forces him off him, and then he, like, scrapes his knuckles against, like, the popcorn ceiling.
That was weird.
And it was, like, I would have never seen that in any other movie, but I know what that feels like from having done
I've
it.
Yeah, I've done it before.
I was like, I feel that. I feel that. I've never seen that in a movie before.
Yeah, I'd never really noticed that until this viewing.
Very strange detail.
I only remember it now that you brought it up.
Very strange.
I just remember taking it for granted.
We've all done it before, though, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know that I have.
On one of these, like, Scott kind of has one in this room.
Yeah, it hurts.
It's like...
It doesn't look pleasant.
No, it sucks. I've done it before.
It's like, it's such a very strange thing. Like, you'd have to be changing a light bulb and, like, lose your balance to know what that feels like. But as soon as I saw that on screen, I was like, I know what he feels.
Yeah. I feel his pain.
It's an abrasion.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I've never seen that in a movie.
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
So,
I only really noticed it once you brought it up now.
Yeah, that actually stuck out to me this viewing and never had before.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, that was odd.
So, yeah, he gets back the kid, obviously.
Because after they robbed the bank, they were given those, like, dye packs.
Yeah. Dude, that's such a funny scene. And again, cartoon is hell.
Oh, yeah.
They're blue men, basically. The thing explodes, and it just fills the car. I have to pull over.
They blew themselves.
Hot.
That's a Arrested Development reference, if you didn't know.
No.
So, yeah, so this is when Lenny Smalls shows up, actually, to take away the baby from all parties concerned. And there's a fateful confrontation between High and Leonard.
I like the chase, too, where he's, like, riding the motorcycle through the bank. And like...
Oh, yeah, that reminded me a lot of fucking Blues Brothers.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah.
In the very... cartoony moment where Nicolas Cage, like, Lenny comes through the alley and then he, like, hits him with, like, the plywood,
knocks him
off the bike. That's a very cartoony moment.
I think there was
a
cartoon sound effect, too, if I'm not mistaken. A clonk, like, kind of thing.
I think there was, like, a subtle one.
Yeah.
And Lenny got to show a little bit of his kickboxing prowess.
Oh, he's a kickboxer, huh?
He was a professional boxer, but then he had a kickboxing career.
Oh,
but he did a little roundhouse kick, so he's like, I'm going to show off a little bit.
He's a real JCVD.
Hmm. The only thing, I will say that his demise is a little bit cliche because this isn't.
No, it's funny.
It's funny, but it's a little cliche because.
Dude didn't like the fact that they did a close up on his eyes, like squinting, like crossing, cartoon style.
I like that, but how many movies does the bad guy get taken out because he has grenades on his vest and then they pull the pin?
A couple.
It's in a lot of movies.
Okay, well, do they all explode in, like, a fucking apocalyptic inferno?
Of course they don't explode like that, but I'm just saying, if I'm gonna nitpick...
Dude, it's so funny. It's like fucking mini Hiroshima.
If I'm gonna nitpick, that's the thing I'll nitpick.
Okay, fine.
And that's, like, the one thing in the entire movie.
Was High gonna beat him with brute force?
Drop a piano on him.
That would have been fucking
if
funny
gonna go
if they
cartoon,
dropped a piano on him,
if you're
actually.
Gonna go cartoon, go full bore.
And then
bore.
It'd be funny if he popped his head out and the keys were in his mouth, and then...
There you go.
I thought it was funny. I'm sorry. What do you think, Don, with that?
I don't mind that scene.
I don't mind it either. I know it's done to death in action movies, but this isn't an action movie.
You know what I think is weird, though? Is Nicolas Cage's reaction when he's like, I'm sorry. Like,
was a little weird,
It's such an odd turn at that point.
I'd say that just because he's not really a bad guy. Like, he
is
a criminal,
never hurt anybody.
But he doesn't want to
hurt
anybody.
Yeah, he only robs convenience stores.
So maybe that's what it's showing?
I guess. It just felt a little out of character. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, so here's the final scene that made me cry. Is they decide that this is so much trouble, and then, you know, they realize that Nathan Sr.'s family have all, like, really wanted the baby back. So they bring him back, and he catches them bringing the baby back. He realizes that they are the ones that took him, and that they want to give him back. And he says, well, I'm not going to turn you in. You guys seem like good people. They're just not just for the fact that you brought the baby back, but again, I think there is some implication as such that he
just sense it.
He senses that they're not shit
and they
bags.
Didn't want the reward money or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
They explain their story, and he kind of sees where they're coming from, so to speak. Right. But yeah, no, I actually like that ending, because he's like, he's you know, he didn't get harmed, no harm,
here's
no foul.
The thing. This
kind
is
of
what
thing.
Really got me, is that, like, I've been kind of flirting with the idea of being a father. You know, it, at the end of the day, I know I'm not really gonna. So I thought that this movie was almost like a parable for my thought process as far as it goes with thinking. You know, like, at the end of the day, I really do, like, value my relationship the way it is now, and the idea of there is a certain level of, like, oh, I think I should. Why I think maybe I should have a baby is just because I think I should. Just kind of like them. It really hit me hard. Like,
and in this, we also get the whole that they're probably going to get divorced, and he says, just sleep on it one more night.
Right, and he gets sense that they really do love each other, like, at the end of the day, and it's this whole baby thing is what pushed them apart from one another.
The end is, like, really wholesome.
Yeah, and then it shows that he has a dream, another dream, because he had the prophecy before in the last dream with the last rider of the apocalypse. But then it kind of implies that, like, they're going to be someday having a big family or whatever, like...
And they're gonna grow old, and apparently their kids are gonna dress like they're in the 50s.
Yeah, well, it's a dream.
I know.
He's also a fucking yokel.
That's true.
Isn't that what we all want, though?
Yeah, we all want 50s kids and Baby Yoda.
And somehow the end of this movie is the most unrealistic thing in the entire movie, because the dude's not a dick about it, and he's just like, you know what? You guys are good people. Because especially, like, nowadays, you get your fucking pantsuit off you for fucking kidnapping
them too.
The
I'm just saying, this is a fucking obviously fictional movie game.
No, I
the
know.
The point is just to fucking make the point that two people's growth as people, like, when it comes to having a family or whatever.
No, I enjoy it, but I'm just saying it's funny that I think that's probably the most fantasy thing in the entire movie is the ending.
I mean, except for the fact that he exploded into a million jillion pieces when
it happens, man. Sometimes it happens.
So numbers.
Let's do it.
I love this movie. Like I said, it provoked an extremely intense emotional
Shroom influenced.
Possibly. I don't think so, really. I think this was.
Were you on shrooms watching this?
No, it was regular. Definitely the week before me on shrooms. Shrooms. I'm saying it on purpose now. Thinking about being a parent, and then just coincidentally picking that movie just because I wanted to watch it was almost serendipitous, I'd say, because it did provoke that response in me. I don't know if it had been another week that I would have responded similar the same way. But I love this movie. Again, best performance that Nicolas Cage ever did. Holly Hunter's fine. She's not bad, but
she's good.
She's good, but nothing. She's not like his level of performance. I guess that's just, I'm being comparative.
Yeah, comparing to his normal
His normal experience, yeah.
Who's the actress from Fargo? Frances
McDormand.
McDormand. Yeah. She's a completely different character than I've ever seen her play in anything else in this movie.
She's funny, too.
Yeah.
She's good.
Plays Dot, I believe, is her character.
She's married to one of the Coens.
Yeah, she is. I didn't know that till recently.
Me, too. I only found out when I watched Man Who Wasn't There.
It makes so much sense, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you'd obviously, you know, put someone.
At least you're married to a good actress that you put in movies. You're not fucking Rob Zombie.
Oh, Christ.
Shots fired.
Deservedly.
Yes. Yeah. He deserves fucking shot in the face.
Shot in the pink.
Hell yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, I guess I'll just cut to the chase here. I give this movie an 8. Like, here's the thing. I only reserve, like, higher than 8 for, like, real fuck, like, Kubrick films and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
And Looney Tunes films.
And Looney Tunes, of course. Yes. Of
Space
course.
Jam.
That baby Finsta. Space Finsta Jam. Baby. So, yeah. 8. Don?
Fair enough. I feel very much the same. I really enjoy this. This is a movie that I just would put on anytime.
Me too. Just actually, this, Julia complains I put it on too much.
There's no such thing.
It's too much. I agree with you.
Yeah, I've probably seen this the most of any Coen Brothers movie because I think it's my favorite. I'm not sure if I like this or No Country for Old Men
that
better.
That's great.
Yeah, those are my...
I actually just said to her, I'm like, can we watch that next weekend?
Oh, that's so good.
And it's funny in it how like fucking juxtaposition those two movies are.
Really,
completely.
Though. Yeah. Tone-wise, yeah.
That's so much darker. Yeah, it's those two and my third is probably Fargo. But yeah, I love this movie. I could put this on anytime.
Also, great soundtrack.
Everything's great.
Yeah, I love that main theme that they have.
Everything works. The only performance I could say I could give any criticism to is Nathan Senior. Yeah. There's a point where he's like yelling about, I guess,
the
about
store
the, kid,
or
the kid being, or yeah, something like that. Yeah. Like, if I'm not there, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's not. It's a cartoony comedic performance, but that's the only time that any of the performances like didn't really work for me.
Right.
And it doesn't ruin the movie at all.
Obviously not. Yeah.
Anything negative that any of us are going to say, I think we can all agree is just nitpicking.
Yeah. Nitpicking.
Yes. That's
Cotton.
One. Nate Higgers. Baby Yoda. yeah, I can't really say anything bad about this. Performance is great. Great script. Great humor. Just entertaining from beginning to end. Also give this an 8.
Yep.
Great. Great movie.
I have to pick something other than 8. Also Baby Yoda.
I was actually...
You were? Are you thinking about Baby Yoda?
Minus half a point for the lack of Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Minus 0.1 because of Baby Yoda?
Yeah, how come they didn't think of Baby Yoda in 1987?
Clearly. Yoda existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not Baby
not
Yoda.
Not Baby Yoda.
Yeah. If they would have replaced Nathan Jr.
We can't
Jr.
ever talk about Baby Yoda again.
They kidnapped Baby Yoda.
If they would have replaced Nathan Jr. with Baby Yoda,
dude,
this movie would have been way better.
Oh my God, you cracked the case. Sorry, I've been watching Scooby-Doo.
I want to do a re-edit of the trailer for Raising Arizona where I digitally replace Nathan Jr.
with
Baby
Yoda. Can you please put that out on YouTube?
Yes, absolutely.
No, but I mean, you guys bring up all the stuff I'm pretty much going to say, and this is what happens when you fucking review it. I have my say at the end. This is what happens. But,
I know, I'm kidding.
Next time you can go first, Gabe.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
You want, I don't care.
Eh. I liked the whole, no one brought it up.
Thank God somebody else did went before me. All I could think about was Baby Yoda.
I like the whole, like, hillbilly theme for the movie, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of
the
those
yodely,
movies, a lot of his movies.
The yodely thing
yeah.
that's in it. And yodeling reminds me of Baby Yoda, so that's good.
I fucking sing that all the time around work and whatnot.
And then this, once again, like watching Barton Fink reminds me of how good of an actor and how much range John Goodman has.
Oh, he's great.
He's such an amazing... He's going to be... When he's dead, people are going to be like, wow, what
yeah.
the fuck? We slept on this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
He's got such range. He has fucking sitcom chops. He's got
he's
fucking...
great on Roseanne.
He's... Yeah, he's the best part of Roseanne, I'll venture to say. I love Roseanne herself, but...
Her crazy self.
No, I think Jackie. I love Jackie.
I do love
slightly,
Jackie,
slightly,
too.
They're close, though.
Yeah.
They're both
I was never
actors.
Big on that show.
Really? Dude, it's my favorite sitcom of all time.
I was watching it today.
Really?
Yeah, while I was editing, I was
he's
watching
it.
You
right
and I,
now.
You and I both, like, when it, for some reason, when we were in high school, there was, like, a renaissance of reruns of Roseanne or something.
Yeah, it was Nick at Night would just
and also, before school... There was two episodes of Roseanne I would watch every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Roseanne.
That's my favorite TV
I
want to
meet
Roseanne
so badly, but I'm going to be like, listen, you got to drop this Israel shit. Listen, bitch. I love you.
As far as Coen Brothers movies now, this is falling, I think, within my top three.
Yeah, definitely.
To my top five, for sure.
The others being...
I just love them all.
Probably Big Lebowski sits on top.
You know, I love Big Lebowski. It just doesn't make it into my top five of Coen Brothers.
That's like middle of the road for me.
Me
really?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
I just love them all. So I obviously love it, but it's still not within the upper echelon either.
Have you seen the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
No,
Intolerable Cruelty.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I think that's what it's called. whatever that one is.
Does she dip between the lasers? Oh.
What?
He doesn't even know about that.
Forget.
Yeah. That's a workaholic.
She's in
reference.
A movie. She's in a movie called, what the fuck is it called? Some movie where she's a spy and she like does the laser dance.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's bad.
Dips between the lasers.
Oh. Whatever that movie is with Catherine Zeta-Jones, I didn't think
okay,
was very
yeah,
good,
of course there's got to be some stinky.
That's literally the only one, though.
Really?
Yeah. People talk shit about Lady Killers. I like that.
I like Lady Killers, too. Yeah. We should watch. That's my next pick. Lady Killers, but next, Scott's Shekel-loving selection of the month.
Jesus Christ.
It's not on the top of the list, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a funny movie. Yeah, people, and also, Tom Hanks playing that evil character is so off of his fucking reservation.
Casting against type, but it works.
Yeah, and it works great because he does that fucking... Speaking of cartoons, fucking basically Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
He plays. Uh-huh. But I do declare, well, ma'am, I'm just a simple country lawyer.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it an 8 so we can get out.
All right. Fine. Well, we didn't go that long anyway.
8-8, by the way.
Yeah.
Brother.
Brother. HH brother. Yeah, that's it, I guess. Marshall, feel better. Don't kiss me anymore.
Yeah. Get all the poop out.
Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, yeah. This is Christmas. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Merry Christmas, you filthy fucking animals.
Merry
Christmas. Also,
Happy
I guess,
Hanukkah to
why
all
you
the
don't, why don't you give
all
us
you
a,
heathens.
Why don't you give us a gift for fucking Christmas?
And now, my gift.
To you. And now, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
If you can't afford to donate to the Patreon, at least call up our voicemail and sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Actually, I would love if we got more. I know we're not going to get any because we asked, but if you don't want to give us money, please call up and just say Merry Christmas. Honestly, you don't have to sing Have a Merry Little Christmas.
I would like some Christmas carols on our
I wouldn't mail. Hate it. I wouldn't complain if we got some. Also, Baby Yoda. Just saying.
Yeah.
But, dude, Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda 2020. That's the title. Anyway, though. Check out the band nothingbuthitmusic.bandcamp.com. Give us a like on Facebook, I guess. Just search Cinema Apocalypse Now. If you have any email, if you want to email us, feel free, cinemaapocalypsenow@gmail.com. I will answer within 5 minutes because I have no friends. And Merry Christmas, Denzel. Merry Christmas, Chris Joffe. Merry Christmas, Boris.
Merry Christmas, everyone who's listening.
Yes. And also...
especially the Jews. Merry Christmas.
Especially
Jews.
You.
I'm not behind that.
Kill yourself. It's not worth living anymore. Bye-bye.
Be gay to yourselves.
And each other. You love it.
I don't.
I don't, but it needed to be there.
Bernie and Phil. Quality, comfort, and Jews.
That's nice.
That's gay.
You having fun there, Gabe? Baby Yoda? Yeah. sorry, dude, Baby Yoda.
Since you're talking about, like, waking up in the middle of the night seeing Baby Yoda, I had a dream.
Baby Yoda?
I had a dream.
All of my dreams have Baby Yoda in it.
Wes Anderson
and Thomas Anderson.
I think that was at the police office.
I mean, it's wherever he gets booked.
Right, well, that's the police
for
officer.
Whatever.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Go
whatever
ahead. I'm sorry.
Penitentiary.
Sorry, I'm fucking retarded. Cut all this out.